Anyway, now I am delighted to welcome to the studio live Joanne Rourke from the Eastern Midlands Regional Waste. Joanne, welcome to Northside Today for a start.
Thank you very much.
And Joanne is going to give us a little talk, I suppose, on how we could combat something which is going to arise in every household, and I don't care where you're living. This is a problem that is going to afflict you in the next couple of, within the next week. And that is how you're going to dispose of waste. And I would think, Joanne, that the easiest way to dispose of it and to make life easy for yourself is to cut down on it in the first place.
Well, yeah, that certainly is something you could do, Donny. Just to say that our office, the Eastern Midlands Waste Regional Office, we work along with the local authorities, and we do a lot around the prevention of waste and education around waste. And we've put together a Green Christmas campaign. So really we have a list of different things that you can do to cut down on waste at Christmas time. Christmas time is really a peak time for waste. We produce 25% more packaging at Christmas time. We have about one third more food waste than we normally have, and we have a lot of food waste anyway. So it's really important that we...
Yeah, I'd be thinking that, Joanne, sorry for interrupting you, but no. I would be thinking that we do, and anybody who even if you know somebody who works in the we'll say the restaurant or the food industry, they will tell you that there is unbelievable waste in it. At the normal time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But to think that you would produce 33% more, a third extra at Christmas. That's a phenomenal amount on top of an already phenomenal amount, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely, but it's not surprising when you look at people going around the supermarkets and the amount that they have in their baskets. And one thing that we're advising people to do is to, number one, make a list of what you need. A very good way of, sometimes you wouldn't have time to do this, but a very good way to get around that is take a photograph of your fridge and a photograph of your cupboard on your phone and bring them with you, and then you'll see what you have and you'll see what you need.
It goes back to the old song, folks, doesn't it? Make a list and check it twice.
Yes, just like Santi. Make a list, check it twice, stick to the list, and remember the shops will be open again in a few days.
Oh my God, did you ever see it? Like, it's Christmas Eve and Holy Thursday. You would think Armageddon was about to happen when you see people in the shops. They're never again. I mean, folks, realistically speak, it is only 24 hours, even less, that they're closed for. They will open again. Life will resume. You don't have to buy everything that's on the shelf.
Well, it's true, Donny, but you can kind of understand it because people think that, you know, they're worried that somebody might drop in and they mightn't have the nice stuff and so on. And I mean, we certainly don't want to destroy the joy of Christmas and tell people not to buy the nice stuff, but just to be a little bit careful about what you buy and I suppose clever about it and sensible.
And of course, if you follow Joanne's ideas and tips and hints when it comes to that, it will make the next part of the problem, which is getting rid of the waste, that much easier because you will have less to get rid of.
Absolutely. And I think with waste at Christmas time, it's really important to remember what bin the different types of waste go in. So it's back to basics. So your green bin, your green recyclables, so your green bin will have your wrapping paper and cardboard and all those sorts of things. But for your food bin, remember that all your scrapings from plates and that type of thing, all your food waste, should go into the bin. Now, one thing that we're telling people to do for their Christmas dinner is to serve items in large bowls at the table, because this makes it easier to save them afterwards. And also, if you're serving children their Christmas dinner, serve them a children's portion, not an adult's portion. They don't need a big huge dinner.
And these are basically the tips that anybody who is involved, we'll say, in the healthy eating side of things, we give you throughout the year anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the same thing. But I think because Christmas is so busy, there's so much to organise, it's really hard to, you know, keep your mind focused on these sorts of things at Christmas time. So I suppose we're just trying to remind people of these sorts of things. And remember, there's, I mean, when I was actually putting together the tips, which are on our website, by the way, at www.emwr.ie, you can download a PDF of all our tips there. When I was putting them together, I was looking up recipes and that sort of thing for leftovers. And there are just so there's so many recipes out there. There's so much on the net. So you can, you know, skip the ham sandwiches and the turkey curry and maybe go for something a little more exciting with your Christmas leftovers.
And of course, one tip, and I suppose it's just slightly outside of what you would be covering today, Joanne, but you know, when people are getting rid of particularly the wrapping after the Christmas, don't be advertising the presents you got. You know, if you do, if you are lucky enough to be in a position to be looking at a 54-inch flat screen television, don't be telling everybody by leaving the wrapping out in the open for everybody to see. Fold it up and put it in the green bin. I think I'm right with this
one.
It's
the green bin, yes. And yeah, that's a very good point because, you know, if you fold it up and cut it up and squash it well down into the bin, nobody's going to see it, are they?
And Joanne, one thing I suppose, and we spoke about the fact that you know, the shops aren't going to be closed forever. Refuse collections will continue and they will actually step up a little bit around the Christmas.
Oh, it will, absolutely. And if you check your local authority website, they will have all those details on it. And they'll also have details about things like where you can recycle your Christmas tree and so on. And I think that's a really important one because a lot of people may think they can burn their Christmas tree, but you can't. That's a real no-no.
And I certainly wouldn't encourage anybody with an open fire to burn a Christmas tree because the amount of gunk that comes off a Christmas tree, having grown up in the country, folks, I know these things. The sap on the inside of a Christmas tree is phenomenal. And if you burn that, trust me, it'll cost you a lot more money to get your chimney cleaned because it'll be clogged up and you can't burn it outside in the garden. So what you do is, and in fact, as you drive around your local area, you should have your eyes open if you're driving anyway. But have a look and you will see the signs as to where Christmas trees can be brought to be recycled after Christmas.
Absolutely. And again, it's on your local authority website as well. And while we're on recyclables, just to say that you have to check to see if your wrapping paper is recyclable. And how we do this is we use the scrunch test, Donnie, which means that if I scrunch up a piece of paper and it stays scrunched, then it's recyclable and it goes into your green bin. Because a lot of materials, the more metallic wrapping papers, they actually can't be recycled. So that's, don't use them if you're wrapping presents.
That's interesting now that I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. I see. And another thing that can be recycled are the little aluminium cases on your mince pies. They can be recycled really well. So they go in your green bin, as do the small casings on tea lights. The little candles. Take the candle bits out first, obviously.
Yes, so take nice out the wax or the remains of the week. That is right. Anything else, Joanne?
I think that's probably about it. Again, I would direct people to our website. We have loads of tips on there. About it.
Well, if that's about it, then that's about it, folks. There is no point in flogging something to death. Joanne, thank you so much for coming in to us today. We will be in touch with you as the year progresses because I am assured that you will be in the position to give us various tips in relation to recycling.
Absolutely. We have a number of campaigns coming up this year.
Well, as those campaigns roll out, we will be talking to you.
Okay.
Joanne Rourke from Eastern Midlands Regional Waste with a few tips for you there on what to do and how to get rid of your Christmas waste. So that is, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought. This is Aaron Neville.